You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Happy Monday, Waterloo Region. Today is Monday, the 13th of April, 2020. Welcome to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today we're listening to music from Eye the Mountain, a local band from Kitchener, Waterloo. This is Little Wild.
You keep on talking, I can't stand the sound. I was born to be a little wild. You keep on talking, I'm not coming around. I was born to be a little wild. Together when the morning comes, I was born to be a little wild. 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 Times are changing, I don't want you to change. I was born to be a little wild. You keep on moving, you're just setting the stage. I was born to be a little wild. Together when the morning comes, I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild. I was born to be a little wild.
That's Dreaming Out Loud from Eye the Mountain, from their new album, Little Wild, and we started off the hour with Little Wild. Eye the Mountain wrote to us, "Hello CKMS, we are Eye the Mountain, a five-piece folk pop outfit from right here in Kitchener-Waterloo. While everything seems to be slowing down in the world around us right now, things are ramping up in Eye the Mountain's world. On Tuesday, March the 31st, we released our full-length album, Little Wild. A little bit of Mumford & Sons and a little bit of Beach Boys, Little Wild is an album that blends generations, genres, and busts out some serious grooves. Whether it's the funk-inspired get-to-the-floor bassline that pounds through the title track, the joyful chorus soaring over the pop banger Dreaming Out Loud, or the beer-drenched pub anthem High Spirits, Little Wild pays homage to the sing-along albums of our youth. It calls back to those perfect summer days, time spent together while our favorite songs played on repeat inside our heads. That's not to say there aren't moments of poignancy in this collection. The theme of lost love is one that surfaces again and again through the album. The delicate harmonies that buoy both I Swam and Safe From Harm showcase the band's emotional depth and reveal to them to be songwriters who understand love as something both rarely found and all too easily lost. Let's play that beer-drenched pub anthem, High Spirits. And then we'll have an interview with Reagan Sunshine Brousset from the Unsheltered campaign, talking about the housing situation, the lack of shelters available in Waterloo Region during the COVID pandemic. But first, the beer-drenched anthem, High Spirits.
Coming back to the same old places, to see the same old faces that I used to know. And I'm losing track of all the dreams I've been chasing, and all the time I've been wasting disappears like smoke. High spirit. I can't stand the light, and when the music dies, I'll disappear just like high spirits. There's an old goat singing in my ear. There's a sad song ringing through the air. Save this world for tomorrow and drown our sorrows in these high spirits. There's an old goat singing in my ear. There's a sad song ringing through the air. Save this world for tomorrow and drown our sorrows in these high spirits. There's an old singing in my ear. There's a sad song ringing through the air.
So come on.
With me today is Reagan Sunshine Broussais, who's been an advocate for poverty elimination, for homeless, for sheltering. Reagan, welcome to CKMS Community Connections.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
You're very welcome. What brings you to this advocacy? What makes you an advocate for poverty elimination, for example?
Well, I have kind of a diverse mixture, I guess you could say, of my own personal experiences and my current situations and things that I hear amongst my peers from my advocation and activism with the Alliance Against Poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bring kind of a diverse background and bits and pieces to the table on this, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
In addition, I did run a poverty campaign, I guess you could say an anti-poverty campaign, in the 2018 municipal.
That was in the 2018 municipal election.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bit of a dropout there. So you've been a poverty activist, an anti-poverty activist. You ran into the 2018 municipal election, but you got started with that much earlier. I remember you first getting into politics in 2015.
That's right. I was working at the federal election office for the Waterloo Region Green Campaign, and I had the privilege of meeting some of the members of the Alliance Against Poverty group who invited me to a meeting, and from therein, I was involved.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed working with the group there, and I've continued to do that type of work with them since then.
The Alliance Against Poverty, that's a group, obviously, poverty elimination, Alliance Against Poverty. What other things does Alliance Against Poverty do?
Well, we are vocal advocates in terms of seeking poverty elimination. We focus on three main areas, being free transit, affordable housing, and livable wage. We look to amplify the voices of struggle, as well as equalizing the economic class differences between our group.
Okay, lots of dropout there again. You've had personal experience with poverty elimination.
I've had a pretty diverse life, I guess you could say. I've experienced homelessness twice in my life. By no means would I even compare those situations to those of the facing the current struggles, because mine were much more simple and I was quickly able to find what I needed. I've also, as I've been a single mother raising my kids, I've experienced being on OW, social assistance. I've had a lot of personal struggles in terms of financial maintenance, if you could say, throughout my life.
And so you recognize the need for shelter, for support in the situation today. Of course, today we find ourselves with the COVID-19 pandemic. What has that done to the people needing shelter?
Well, we've always known that you can't really strive until you actually can survive. And right now we have a lot of people out on our streets who, although some of them do have shelter during the nighttime through the YMCA with the overnight shelter that's being offered in overflow there, those individuals, as well as others who've never found comfort in our current supports, are out during the day and for many overnight as well. And they don't have what they need to even just get by. They're cold, they're hungry. The supports are amazing that we're working on, but we need immediate interim measures to help these.
And so a lot of the people that were relying on existing shelters and supports are now having to do without. And then there's a whole population of people outside of the shelter population.
Well, no, I'm hearing it a little different there. So let me explain a little better, I guess. We have taken care of the previous shelters that were existing and offering their support have been managed. Those spaces, I believe, have been maintained. And even some added to them, which is amazing. I love to hear that. We've always had that need to see it expanding to accommodate more now is a wonderful thing. And I'm very proud of this community in having done that. The issue remains, though, that the overflow shelter, which is now being homed at the YMCA in Kitchener, is only an overnight service because there's difficulty staffing for these accommodations to be turned 24 hours. And I apologize if I have that wrong. This is to the best of my understanding only, of course.
I'll follow up a little bit later to read some of the information from the shelters themselves to say what they're actually offering at this point.
I went down actually the other day to downtown to the Charles Street Terminal. Mm-hmm. I have a few individuals that I'm in contact with who are currently within our shelter. victims or seeking accommodations to themselves. And the fact of the matter is, there's nowhere for these people to go during the day. The warming centers, at least the Charles Street Terminal, is on a only for bathroom use only, and is able to accommodate a maximum of 3 people at a time in this facility to use the bathrooms. These people, when they pick up their food at the doors of Ray of Hope, which is beautiful, and thank you to the volunteers there, you guys rock, by the way, they're wonderful and very much appreciated. These people still have nowhere to go to except on a curb somewhere in the cold. Normally, people make use of places like Tim Hortons to get a brief moment of relief from what's taking place outside and the different struggles they're experiencing, and to get some warmth and some food. And these people have nowhere to go. The libraries aren't open. The bus cannot accommodate them. There's just really no relief for these individuals.
And this is in a shelter that's been set up specifically to provide relief during the COVID-19 crisis.
Shelter systems are great. It's just that their services aren't able to adequately accommodate the hours that are needed to fulfill this in complete.
So definitely these people are not receiving the supports, the food, the shelter that they need.
There are amazing and enormous efforts being made, yes, to make sure that this is happening. But unfortunately, they continue to fall short, not from where they're coming from in heart, but in where they're coming from in ability to manage a situation independently.
So what can be done? What are the solutions?
Well, there's a lot of ideas running around right now. I do have one thing that I'm looking to have put in for these individuals. I've been asking local council as well as our mayor in best ability to contact them to allow us to have use of the Clock Tower Field Park. Patient could accommodate a lot in terms of offering interim measures for survival purposes for these individuals.
And so you envision seeing essentially a tent city with the sanction of municipal government.
Yes, on an interim basis until proper accommodations can be found for each and every one of these people.
Provide security staff there to ensure that the possessions of the people who are taking shelter there are maintained, you know, that they're not getting robbed, that they're not getting their possessions tossed out to the curbside.
Yes, and this could also allow our community to collectively collaborate with public health and our local government, and the grassroots and public portion of our community could come together and supply these individuals with their basic need provisions. Mm-hmm. We could offer them shelter. We could offer them the sinks and things like that for hand cleaning that we use at the festivals. We can put the needles so that they can be allowed to drop things there. But they'll also have direct access to the consumption site on Duke Street for its ongoing support, as well as St. John's Kitchen and the Charles Street Terminal. These are only being asked in interim measures where we can make sure that these people are given a location for them to properly maintain and isolate themselves.
And then have that a facility for Region of Waterloo Public Health Van to come out there to provide medical care where necessary?
Absolutely. Whatever additional measures that the agencies and public health and our representatives feel could be offered, and as they're able to be provided by these different silos within our community, we can come together and put this together properly, safely, and in a way that our citizens and these residents can make use of and be accepting of.
So I can see some resistance to this. A lot of people are making use of the park now. You know, there's nowhere else to go. Recreation centers are closed. Pools are shut. People are spending a lot more time in the park. So I can see people being resistant to the idea of having their park space being used for shelter.
I have no doubt that we will have citizens and residents within this community that feel that this is not acceptable. But at this moment in time, I beg them. We need to accept that this is already in our backyard, and we need to give these individuals a place to stay safe within this pandemic. Doing anything less is inhumane. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to have this managed by our local government in collaboration with grassroots to ensure that this effort is as secure as possible and is being met within the guidelines of public health. But frankly, these people need a place to go. We need to give it to them. Victoria Park is a very large span. The remainder of the park, such as anything beyond the clock tower could be continued to be used for the public. We can have regional reinforcement via police overseance to assure that there is no major infractions that are taking place. I'm just looking for these people to have a place to isolate and stay safe and warm. Additionally, as an added measure, we could be making use of our Oktoberfest tents in this location to have set up areas for agencies and different supports to be accessing these people in a one-by-one and as-needed basis.
Sounds almost like you're setting up a whole village there.
I'd kind of like to look at it that way, actually. I'm pulling my images from is my background in exploring alternate communities. I mean, I've had the opportunity to explore many alternate ways of living throughout my life, and these are mainly intentional communities, if you will. Mm-hmm. Do Google that. It's very interesting.
Intentional communities.
Intentional communities. I have some information on my website for anyone who's interested, okay, and some links for you.
Reagan, what is your website?
My website is my mother named me sunshine.ca, all one word.
And you have all the information about the unsheltered requirements on the website.
Yes, and we have an amazing put together that we have here with the Unsheltered campaign right now. The public will be able to interact with some patients through social media, and those pieces of information are also found on my site, mm-hmm, or you can look on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, I believe it is. Yeah. It's for Kitchener Waterloo, and we're looking to get these people some care and precautions for their basic needs, if nothing else.
Yeah. So the Twitter account is at UnshelteredC on Twitter, and Facebook's campaign is unsheltered.campaign, and it's the same on Instagram, unsheltered.campaign on Instagram as well.
I believe that's it. Yep.
Yeah. How big do you see this being? How many people are in need of shelter support right now?
I can't say that I have a perfect way to take counts right now, but the reality of the facts are this. We have about 400 people in these systems regionally, I believe, locally. And on top of that, when I reference the most recent housing needs assessment, I believe the figures from there will estimate about 2 to 250.
And you think there's enough space in the clock tower area to accommodate 200, 250 people in individual tent-like shelters?
Well, no, I don't. But this is just one measure that we're going to have to take and include in terms of our response to this crisis in order for Eddie to come together and overcome it. I expect to see that our region and our representatives continue looking at sourcing hotels as well as other locations. However, until this is taken care of, in that fashion, at least allowing these people a place to be and to maintain their own basic needs care.
This can't be a permanent solution. Having a shelter in a park is good for an emergency, perhaps, but this is not a long-term solution.
By no means.
No.
Absolutely not. This is something that I'd like to be able to have done in the next couple of days and start having things collected. I would have loved to see this done a couple of weeks ago, just so that grassroots and the public and we could all be collectively adding to these people's wish list or whatever their care needs are in order to mitigate this situation on their behalf. I'm not looking at this as a long-term solution. I'd still like to see us looking at the measures that we're trying to enact as progressing in the directions that we have been. But in addition to those measures and directions, I'd like to see us taking better interim measures.
Right now, we're experiencing a bit of a cold snap, so it's especially urgent to have people sheltered right now.
Absolutely. I honestly haven't had a chance to look at the weather report, but I've heard the same, and I've felt the temperature myself outside. I'd like everybody to think for a moment what it would be like to be stuck outside when you pop your head out from your home. Because the reality is, being out there for 10 hours, 12 hours is not easy. It is cold out there. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't when you walk out the door, it is by the time you get back to your warm.
What are the specific things you're looking for?
At the moment, we're starting to put together collections and funding for basic survival essentials, such as wool blankets, shoes, boots, hats, rain gear, garbage bags for if we can't collect enough rain gear. And in addition to that, there is fundraising that's going to be available to donate to at the Social Development Center, Waterloo Region. Those funds will help to go towards purchases of these items or towards getting food and other supplies, snacks, things like that for these individuals. And hopefully we're looking to build a network where we can get these distributed and picked up to these people, for these people.
Mm-hmm. So you need distribution centers. You need people to gather and collect this stuff, drop it off at some central depot for redistribution.
And even more than that, we need a central location we can drop it to, like the clock tower.
Right. As you say, this is not a long-term solution. What do you see as a long-term solution?
Well, I don't know that I have all those answers yet. I'd like to see us developing in different ways, and I guess you could say expanding upon our housing options so that we're meeting more people's criteria through the variety of what we have available to offer. And I'd like to see it be that anybody who is receiving shelter at this point in time doesn't lose that shelter just before winter time or at any point in time until they're able to be housed and taken care of in alternate accommodations. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, or how we're going to do it, that's really not up to me to suggest. That's up to everyone to come together and start tossing out ideas for, so we can figure out what works for us in this region.
So largely, shelter, housing is a political issue at the municipal level, or do you see this being a political issue at the provincial and at the federal level as well?
Wow. I guess I find that we always have political factors in these decisions, which is part of the reason why we have so many people that feel they're underrepresented. But at the same time, I don't know. It's a lot of pieces coming together in terms of what's creating barrier on these issues. I don't think it's anything that anybody wants to see this way. I think that everybody has the same end goal. We need to be communicating more clearly on how we can achieve it. And ultimately, I think we're at a time where our politics themselves are changing. And the reality is that our citizens have expectations. That's where they turn to, is to our politicians and to those who represent our communities, our province, our country. And all levels of government are going to have to progress with these citizens' expectations and look at creating the change to represent the voices of these people.
So this is across all levels of government where you expect this representation to take place?
I think everybody expects it to take place at all levels of government. I mean, we need, at this point in time, we're in the face of a pandemic that's global. Realistically speaking, we need full cooperation through every tier of government, citizen and grassroots, public, whatever you want to call it. We need cooperation across the board between everybody for all measures. Yeah.
There's a lot of congratulations being given to Prime Minister Trudeau, to Premier Doug Ford. Yet I think that a lot of the problems that we have resulting in the situation that we have today, people unsheltered, people unprepared for the pandemic, not enough face masks, not enough face shields, insufficient testing kits. A lot of those problems are due to the policies that those very same politicians have been advocating for years, if not decades. What makes you think that they're going to change their minds now?
Nothing, honestly. But I'd sure like to try.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I realize that, and I sit with you in that in many ways. We've had so many different demographics that have been underrepresented, left unheard, and honestly even attacked within our current systems across the globe. And I mean, the reality is that I don't know how to fix this. I just really hope it's what we're all working towards.
I think what we need to do is to look back, you know, 3 months, a year, 10 years, you know, even 30 years, to see what direction the politicians have been sending us in, and then send them a message for a hopefully election coming up fairly soon, to let them know that what's been done in the past is not acceptable. You know, so a friend of mine said that, speaking about the environment, he said the environment is a political problem. If you're not part of the political solution, you're part of the environmental problem. And I think that goes for poverty problem. You know, if you're not part of the political solution, you're part of the poverty problem. If you're not part of the political solution, you're part of the housing problem. So people need to get political. They need to tell their politicians, we want to see these changes happen.
Absolutely. The funny thing about that is, to me, Bob, I really didn't pay any attention to politics until I think it was like 7 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay attention to them at all. I had no use for voting myself because I didn't figure my vote was going to count. And it was only through meeting a lot of our local politicians, because we have some great representatives around here, we do, that I was able to kind of overcome that hesitation towards our political system. And I mean, I'm blessed for that. I really am.
Yeah. And you've grabbed it by the horns and given it a good shake. And I think that you've got the attention of the politicians at this point.
I hope so. I'm not looking for their attention so much as a little bit of their time and some implemented measures to help us all get moving here.
Well, you've made some of this happen. So, one more time, how do people get a hold of you? How do people find out more information?
You can find updates on my site at My Mother Named Me Sunshine DA. You can also follow us on social media. In addition to that, I believe you can find further information on kwps.ca or Social Development Center Waterloo Region, which is waterlooregion.org.
And we'll have all those links and destinations in the show notes, radiowaterloo.ca/ccc. Reagan Sunshine Brousset, thank you very much for standing up for the unsheltered in Kitchener and Waterloo, and thank you very much for coming on CKMS Community Connections.
Of course, it's my absolute pleasure.
For all the thoughts inside my head, I'm an architect of things unsaid. As silence pushes up again, the brittle walls around this bed. In between us to keep us safe from harm. Seven oceans in between us to keep us from doing wrong. For all the thoughts inside my the silence pushes up again. The brittle walls around this bed.
Oh, I swam in the ocean, I felt fine. 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 Between us to keep us safe from harm. Seven oceans in between us to keep us from doing wrong.
Safe from Harm, from Eye the Mountain. An appropriate song to play after learning about the unsheltered situation in Kitchener-Lauderdale. More music from Eye the Mountain. Up next is The Boat.
Watching the time slip away, and the seas are getting rough, and it is getting harder to see your face. Coming in. I'm walking sleepless, pushing through the storm ahead. And the seas are getting rough, and it is getting harder to see your face.
Numb. All of your adventures wishes were only just for fun. Leaving home, but not for long. Leaving home again. I wish you'd just sail away and burn all the bridges that you once made. I wish you'd just sail away and leave it all behind. I wish you'd just sail away. I wish you'd just sail away and leave it all behind. All of these departures, they make me feel numb. All of your adventures were only just for fun. Leaving home, but not for long. I wish you'd just sail away and burn all the bridges that you once made. I wish you'd just sail away and leave it all behind. I wish you'd just sail away and say all the things that you want to say. I wish you'd just sail away.
Just one day I'd swim away. give you some space to breathe, I would stay away. Try to keep it together for just one day, I'd swim away. Give you some space to breathe. Trees, I sang in the mountains breeze. I swam the farthest seas. I ran, run away with me. I danced underneath the trees. I sang.
Oh, but do sleep away the winter blues. Hey, hey, Rosa, I'm going to Mariposa this year, with or without ya. Oh, how time flies. You're a sight for sore eyes, but you still leave me breathless. And then you're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. But I've got a quick trick to keep you and your friends from going under. And then you're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. I've got you, don't let me go until the sun down and kisses the water. Only you know how to keep my heart beating when the sun comes down and kisses the water. Keep it, you lock it, keep it somewhere in your pocket to remind you of me when I'm not around. Keep it, I don't want you lock it, keep it somewhere in your pocket to remind you of me when I'm not around. Keep it, I don't want you lock it, keep it somewhere in your pocket to remind you. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone again. I've got you, don't let me go until the sun comes down and kisses the water. Only you know how to keep my heart beating when the sun comes down and kisses the water. I've got you, don't let me go until the sun comes down and kisses the water. Only you know how to keep my heart beating when the sun comes down and kisses.
We've been listening to the album Little Wild from Eye of the Mountain, band out of Kitchener-Waterloo. Heard, not in this order necessarily, all the tracks on the album. Dreaming Out Loud, Little Wild, The Boat, Departures, I Swam, Winter Blues, High Spirits, Rosa, and Safe from Harm. We're listening now to J.P. Mortier and The Only Bar. This has been CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonklin. We'll be right back. This has been CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonklin. CKMS Community Connections is produced in the studios of Radio Waterloo in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We're a community radio station with programming produced by the community, for the community, and about the community. You can read the show notes at radiowaterloo.ca/ccc and read the music list, hear past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast. Our executive producer is Yennefer Strong. Contributing producers are Jordan Dorans, Jeff Steger, and Dylan Bravener. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo and airs every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon and also on Fridays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. CKMS, FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.